Fear and freedom do not go hand in hand. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's president is making some drastic moves, using last year's coup as a platform for control. So why do we need to be praying for this nation? That's coming up. And what does it look like to be committed to supporting a ministry? Well, we've got a touching story from Uganda that'll close out our broadcast today. But first, just last week, Turkish President Erdogan signed constitutional amendments that would essentially remove checks and balances and move towards a more authoritarian model. Turkish citizens will vote on the referendums in April, but President Erdogan has already stated that those who oppose the referendums are terrorists and coup supporters. And in Turkey's post-coup world, if you're pegged as a coup supporter, you wind up behind bars. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says these accusations have been used against a wide array of groups in Turkey, including pastors and Christians.
They're not connected to the coup, but the coup is a useful excuse to crack down on those parts of society that the government really doesn't want to be part of Turkish society.
For example, American pastor Andrew Brunson is still jailed in Turkey. Last Thursday, the U.S. Senate sent a letter to President Erdogan seeking his release.
What our hope is that this latest letter will prompt the President Erdogan to change his position on this, to get personally involved in this case, and to see what is really an embarrassment and what should be a sort of an unnecessary burden on Turkish authorities resolved, really, and see him released.
So as we're praying for freedom, physical freedom, societal freedom, spiritual freedom, please also pray that this won't intimidate believers into silence. So we focused a lot on South Asia in yesterday's broadcast, and we're turning there again for this story. Leaders of SARC, the South Asian Association of Regional Cooperation, met this weekend in New Delhi. Now, some expressed concern about Pakistan, whose leaders skipped the weekend meeting. A few principals called for actions that would reduce Pakistan's influence in SARC. David Shibley of Global Advance says their ministry leaders are also directing attention to the SARC region.
And they are prayerfully working on a strategy right now for how they will go about the planting of 10,000 churches, new churches, by the year 2030. I would ask that those who are hearing this on Mission Network News would be much in prayer. Focused prayer for this region is very important. Certainly we at Global Advance are giving a lot of our focus to the SARC region over the next several years. 21% of the world's population are in those 8 or 9 countries. I believe the church is going to continue to grow very rapidly. And of course, there are hopeful signs as well. In a few regions, there is actually more freedom.
And let me ask you this. Do you believe the gifts of praying, giving, and going really make a difference for the Great Commission? Well, Set Free Ministries would say without a doubt. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free says for about a decade, they've been pouring into the lives of a group of young orphans in Uganda. What they didn't know was that these children were ministering back to them.
We need prayer warriors. We need a lot of people interceding and praying for us because we're on the front lines every day, not only here in West Michigan, but globally. We're impacting and reaching places that are unreached.
The kids realized that the work Set Free does to rescue people from physical and spiritual bondage makes them a target of both physical and spiritual enemies. And though they couldn't give, they could pray. Even though Vandermeer wasn't aware of the prayers, he knows how necessary they've been.
I went there last year to visit some of them, and I didn't know this, but those young kids who we first helped remembered us as little children. They are now 15, 16, 17. They say they pray and fast for us on Wednesday to Thursday. They don't eat for 24 hours. And they have become our intercessors.
Find more ways that you can give of your time, treasure, or talent at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us from iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.